going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femenino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com. Okay, so yesterday, we're having a little fun. We're mixing in NFL, but we're just, you know, touching the table. You know, a little Rocky Balboa maroon jacket action with a little college football, as we are now 99 days from week zero. Yesterday, we did some of the big overriding issues in a blitz. Today, David, you have something different.
Let's go through some coaching, top 10 coaches in college football today. I think there'll be some controversy in it.
Okay.
Let's start with number 10 here. And I'm sure there'll be some guys missing. I really do. There'll be some guys missing. You guys can talk about it. Number 10, Matt Campbell from Iowa State. 99-66 ranking. Record at Iowa State.
You got to stop.
Yeah.
You got to stop with this Matt Campbell thing.
See?
Listen, I'm not saying he's a bad coach, but to be in the top 10, you have got to have playoff appearances. You have got to have a national championship. You have got to be an ace recruiter. You have got to be a CEO. Matt Campbell had a bounce back year last year. Iowa State was better, but that's still a guy who, correct me if I'm wrong, they haven't won the Big 12 since 1943. I can't have Matt Campbell number 10 overall. That's me. Rico, if I'm being too hard on the guy, go ahead.
No, you're not. I mean, his time has come and gone. I mean, think about this. Back when Dan Campbell got the job as the Lions, Matt Campbell was the hot coach because Dan was like, yeah, tell him I'm Matt so I can get this job interview. And ever since then, he's kind of fallen off the cliff, David.
Yeah, this was their first double-digit win season in program history, and they're lauding that from 79 through his hire, they only had three bowls and 11 players taken in the first round, and it's 9 years. They have three bowl wins, 12 players drafted in the first round.
That's all well and good. Not a top 10 coach.
I agree.
You know what? And I bet you I know why. It's probably because longevity. Because he's been there, and a lot of other coaches have moved around.
Number 9, a record of 167-86 at Utah, it is Kyle Whittingham.
That one I have no problem with. It's a guy who has won the Pac-12. It's a guy who's had playoff-caliber teams. It's a guy who has big wins. And, you know, again, Cam Rising getting hurt, kind of derailed each of the last 2 years. But I think Whittingham does a really good job.
Yeah, I heard he's a game-time decision. Oh, wait, he just retired. No, but Utah was probably the best team that most people never saw.
Yeah, he's won 9 or more games 7 times between 14 and 2022. Number 8 on the list, James Franklin.
You know what? I'm going to abstain. I'm just staying out of this.
I need to see the rest of the list, but I wonder if a lot of this is just on longevity. He's been at Penn State. Yes, he has won a lot of games. Some may say meaningless, but he's won games. Now, when he plays against the big boys, that record is going to be totally different. But he's feasted off of the bad teams and the average teams. So I can understand why he's on there. But if you had to win one game to save your life, I'm not calling Penn State and asking for him.
So let me give you this, because this is an ESPN article and they had writers voting on it. Let me give you what they said about him. The voting for Franklin brought a wide range of opinions. Five people left him off of their ballot, and their biggest supporter had him at five. So that's a giant range of off the ballot to number five.
David, I mean, he's one of those guys where tell me the big game that he's won, because the next one will be the first one.
So keep that one, because you said we'll see what the rest of the list. Keep that one in your Rolodex there. Number seven, Kalen DeBoer, Alabama.
Oh, hell no. Hell no. For what? Having the same damn quarterback who was 30 damn years old at UW? Then he goes to Alabama and he can't turn Jalen Milroe into anything but a pile of mush? Are you kidding me? Okay, did a nice job at Fresno State. Hold on, here's the slow golf clap. Are you nuts with that? Man, that's your boy.
No, leave me out of this. No, you're right. What it is it's almost like that Brady Belichick thing. Who made who? Was it Penix that made him? Did he make Penix? We're going to find out, but you're right. This year is his year. Now, Alabama's not going to put up with mediocre. You know that. He'll be fired.
They ain't putting up with three losses.
Right. That's mediocre. Like we'd kill for three losses in East Lansing. Three losses there, you're fired.
Might kill for five.
So for those wondering, why are you doing this on May 16th? That's why, because I told you there were some issues with this list that I saw.
Listen, it's okay. Not everything has to be all NFL all the time.
Yeah, and I think also with DeBoer, because he got the Bama job, he got the Bama bump.
Number six, Dan Lanning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Feminino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com. My issue with Dan Lanning is he's turning into James Franklin light. You're at Oregon. You have all the money. You have some of the most well-heeled NIL in America. They're getting every player. But when it comes to big games, what happened? Look at 2 years ago. He had two cracks at UW. Lost them both. He gets in these big games. Where is it?
You're still upset over losing those bets to
because
me, aren't
you? Because that team was 7 to 10 points better than UW, and Dan Lanning didn't have him ready to play. Now, look, even though they beat Ohio State in the regular season, Will Howard lost his mind. What happened in the playoff? Oh, here, I know. Wait a minute. Dan Lanning can be on the list, but another year where he doesn't win the big one?
Winning the Big Ten title. Yeah.
Whoopity doo-dah.
Number five, Steve Sarkisian, Texas.
He's the best play caller in the country, I'll tell you that. Top five coach?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, he's got a lot of resources.
He still does brain-dead stuff inside the 10-yard line, though. Oh, boy. But, yeah, you know what? They might win the whole damn thing this year. I can't keep him off top 10. Might be a little high on this list.
He has NFL talent, and he wins with the NFL talent.
Number four, from Notre Dame coach, Marcus Freeman.
Stud.
33-10 at Notre Dame.
I love Marcus Freeman, so that's my answer. I'll leave the rest to Rico.
No, I'm with you. It's just funny. I mean, he's still young as far as coaches, but if you extrapolate what he's going to do, I think that he will have Notre Dame at a national title type of caliber where they're going to actually win one of these things.
Once he gets a quarterback.
Yeah.
Because Riley Leonard wasn't it.
No, that was not the answer last year.
No,
first drive, great.
But the fact that you got to the national title game with Riley Leonard, That's why you're there.
Yeah. Now, there's one name that if David says it, I'm walking out of here.
Well, it may be this one, number three, Dabo Swinney.
No, it's not the name.
Okay.
I understand it. He's got multiple rings. He's done it at a non-traditional power, mm-hmm. and he's done it. He's had a bit of a revival. I know that upsets you.
But are we to the gold watch stage where, you know, Lifetime Achievement Award?
Made the playoff last year. Rico, I'm just dealing in what's going on. Now, do I like his aw shucks routine? No, I want to slap him in the face. But he's a top 10 coach.
Okay.
I know.
This is Dan Lanning.
Yes.
This is how I feel
yes.
about him.
Yes. No, there's one name. He says it. I'm gone.
Number two, Ryan Day.
The hair dye bothers me, but he just won the national title. But Ryan,
So you can't win as a ginger, but no, Cocoa Bean number
five.
But
my problem with Ryan Day is personal. Would it inconvenience you to beat Michigan? You rat bastard. Can you beat Michigan? Please, God.
Think about this.
You rat. Beat Michigan. Less hair dye. More Michigan.
He just won a national title.
But he didn't beat Michigan.
And Mike, I believe if he loses to Michigan again, they're going to be people saying fire him.
No, just make him go gray with grace. Enough. Salt and peppers in, Ryan. Let it happen. All right, next.
Number one.
Jerome Moore.
I gave Kenny a preview of number one, and he is not happy about it. It is Kirby Smart.
Okay, as long as you didn't say Brian Kelly, stay in the room, so that's fine. Yeah. I'll let Kenny speak on this.
Kirby is, after further review behind the glass, Kirby is fine at number one. I don't take huge issue with it, but
for now.
One more year like that, you might not be in the top five. I said it.
Also, long hair with a visor. It's got to stop.
He's the Dr. Pepper guy from the commercials when he was Larry. The vendor.
Yeah, Larry Pepper or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Larry Culpepper.
Yeah, he has the visor on. He has the dumb hair.
If you have long hair, why are you wearing a visor? Like, I hate when he takes it off during a game and it molds to his head. It's the most ridiculous look in the world. Or he wears the visor. You're in the Georgia Dome. Georgia Dome, indoors,
inside.
Visor, I mean, why?
It has the outline around his skull when he takes it off.
Yeah. He's probably got a deal with Visor Company. Now, you know one who has an opportunity to crack this top 10 this year, if he does it right, is Lincoln Riley. Because he had success. Yeah. He went to USC, and he kind of got head.
You want another one? And I think they're going to have a really, really big season. Billy Napier.
Oh.
Go from the outhouse to the penthouse,
man,
Florida.
He was supposed to be
fired. But he did a damn good job last year. And if you can get Florida back,
you're right.
Can you be number one with that many driving violations?
Wow.
Honest question.
All right, you know, driving school.
And that is our college football plans.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at ExpressPros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.